Baker had wanted Stanton to promote him to the position of Provost Marshal General, to be the War Department's top security officer. He was angry and depressed when Stanton put him further down the ladder, reporting to several bosses. Army Provost Marshal General Andrew Porter decreed that he, and not Baker, had authority over all infractions of military regulations by soldiers and civilians in the city. Stanton also made Peter H. Watson, an old friend and the nation's leading patent attorney, his assistant secretary and Baker's immediate supervisor. Watson, however, only loosely supervised Baker, considering the man and his tactics a necessary evil. Keeping a tighter rein on Baker was the Judge Advocate General's Office, the Army's legal operation, headed by the controversial Joseph Holt, who prosecuted soldiers and civilians before courts-martial and military commissions. Under Holt was Major Levi C. Turner, a military lawyer Stanton had known who had the title Special Judge Advocate. Turner issued arrest and detention orders to Baker, who he did not think was particularly bright. Baker was left to invent a title for himself. At different times, he called himself a Special Provost Marshal or Chief of the National Detective Police Department, the latter suggesting that he had a nationwide organization, which he did not. Baker liked his subordinates to address him as Colonel, though at this point he held no military rank. Army officers simply called him Mr. Baker. He was careful not to inflate his position in correspondence with them, signing his letters simply as an agent of the War Department. By the time he joined Stanton's War Department, Baker had expanded his force to 17 operatives. Pinkerton's budget was twice as large, and he ended up commanding the larger salary. Baker had thought he would continue earning $300 a month, as Pinkerton did. But another assistant war secretary ordered that it be cut back to $200 a month, which irritated Baker. He set up his headquarters in an old two-story brick building at 217 Pennsylvania Avenue, near the Capitol. Its downstairs front offices were dingy, with rough-looking men lounging about at all hours of the day and night waiting for orders. On one side of a wall stood a long rack filled with carbines. Pistols hung from other walls. Belts, cartridge boxes, heavy overcoats, and riding boots were stacked in spare rooms. Baker kept a private office upstairs. Rebel spies at different times were believed to have kept the building under surveillance from across the avenue.